हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। ॐ सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः। यं प्रव्रजन् श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः। यस्माज्जातं जगत्सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। वी आर सीइंग दिस इंपॉर्टेंट कमेंटरी ऑफ आदिशंकर भगवत्पाद वेर ही रिफ्यूट्स पूर्व पक्षी कर्मकांडीज व्यूज दैट कर्मा हैज बी कंबाइंड और कर्मा इंडिपेंडेंटली सर्व्स एज अ मीन्स ऑफ अटेनमेंट ऑफ मोक्षः। Thereby he established, he's going to establish that jnanam by itself is independent means of attainment of mokshaha. That portion we have seen, in yesterday's class I believe I left one or two passages, I believe. I thought I have kind of covered it because in my mind I do many classes. I might have covered for some other class, I don't know. I might have missed it. Okay. See, in the portion where we saw many quotations, possibly Adishankara Bhagavatpada, we have seen some quotations. All those quotations are possibly Shankara Bhagavatpada, just to say, in Jnanam, all the karakas become resolved, negated as mithya. Only until a person attains jnanam, the karakas are mistaken to be real. In the wake of knowledge of the Atma, in the wake of knowledge of the absolute reality obtaining as one's own self, then the doership becomes resolved, negated. All the karakas, not only the doership, all the accessories in associated with actions, rituals become negated as mithya. To say that he quoted many mantras, we saw, yatra hi dvaitamiva bhavati, मृत्योः समृत्युमाप्नोति अथ यत्रान्यत् पश्यति तदल्पम् अन्योऽसावन्योऽहमस्मि उदरमन्तरं कुरुते अथ तस्य भयं भवति इत्यादि श्रुतिशतेभ्यः। वि सॉ अंटिल देन आई थिंक ओके आफ्टरवर्ड्स व्हाट आई डिड यस्टरडे आई थिंक आई लेफ्ट इट वन ऑर टू सेंटेंसेस लेट मी कंप्लीट इट नाउ। Even as long as a person sees little of difference means what? Seeing the difference means seeing the duality. I am other than me, there is something else means the person's identity is with anatma, body, mind, sense complex. And having the identity with anatma, body, mind, sense complex alone, the person sees a second thing other than himself, and seeing a second thing other than himself or oneself means what? Seeing the world of plurality, seeing the duality to be real, seeing the difference. So Shastram says, if a person has jnanam in the wake of the anajja of the absolute reality, from the standpoint of the reality when the person sees, then he cannot see any difference at all. No difference. Because to see the difference, there must be more than one thing. That what is there is only the reality means the person cannot see an absolutely real thing other than the Atma. Atma is the only absolute reality. Other than Atma, whatever is there is only mithya appearance of the same Satya Atma. Second thing one does not see. This was no difference also. So the mantra says in Taittiriya Upanishad, Udaram antaram kurute atatasya bhayam bhavati. Only in seeing a second thing other than one thing, then there's a possibility of having a fear. Second thing itself is not there. So which can do any harm to what? Which thing can do any harm to what? Who can do any harm to what? If there's a second thing, all that is there is only Brahma means the second thing itself being not there, no harm is possible, no destruction is possible. Therefore, fear is also not possible. The very phenomenon called fear itself is possible only if a person sees even the slightest of the difference. Udaram antaram kurute atha then tasya bhayam bhavati. Then the fear is possible for a such person. Fear happens. So these were the quotes. By presenting all these quotations, actually most of the quotations from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Chandogya Upanishad and Taittiriya Upanishad, what Shankara Bhagavatpada establishes is this Karaka Bheda, the doership, enjoyership is not there on the part of the Atma, and the differences, the Atma transcends all the accessories involved in performing ritual or actions. Therefore, these differences are all not there. In saying that, he presents all these quotations. Okay. And a few more quotations continue, which I left. I thought I had explained already. Satyattam cha ekatvasya ekatvasya cha satyattvam. Ekatvam means oneness. The oneness of the reality alone has the status of being absolutely real. Ekatvasya satyattvam. Ekatvam alone has the status of being the reality. Which means ekatvam implies what? Non-duality. Oneness implies non-duality. Which means if oneness alone has the status of being real means non-duality alone is satyam, real. And what about duality then? Duality is mithya. So, advaitam satyam, dvaitam mithya. That is what is conveyed by this statement, ekatvasi satyatvam. Ekadha eva anudrashtavyam. Let us not forget why he quotes all these mantras. He quotes what is absolutely real is advaitam, the reality. What is this? Only the reality, which is secondless and non-dual. That alone is absolutely real. And all these karakas, the kartrutvam, bhaktrutvam, everything is mithya. And Atma is free from all these mithya karakas, mithya dividing, mithya differences and divisions. He established it. That is where he presents all these quotes. Ekadha eva anudrashtavyam. Ekadha eva anudrashtavyam. This mantra is from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Ekadha eva anudrashtavyam. It must be seen, it must be understood as only non-dual reality. Ekadha means it must be seen as the only reality. What should be seen as the only reality? This absolute reality implied by the term Atma or Brahman should be understood as the only secondless non-dual reality. This the mantra says, that is the meaning of this mantra. What is conveyed by this mantra? It's only a small, only few words are there. Not a complete mantra is not presented here. So what it conveys is, this mantra also repeats, reveals the same. It means all these Upanishads uniformly establish the non-duality of the reality being Satyam. It's an absolute fact. The ultimate fact is non-duality is real, Advaitam Satyam. And duality is Mithya. Duality is Mithya means divisions are Mithya, differences are Mithya. Then even this, all the accessories, the different accessories also become Mithya. He quotes another mantra, Chandogya Upanishad, Ekameva Dvitiyam Sadeva Saumya Idamagra Asit Ekameva Dvitiyam. What was there before the manifestation of the universe was only the reality. Reality alone was there. And the reality was Ekam Eva. The reality was one only. One means how? Secondless. Secondless means what? Non-dual. The only non-dual reality alone was there. Which means that reality alone now isn't the form of the universe. Which means even now the universe is appearing is nothing but Brahma. The only appearance of the only reality, absolutely there is no second thing other than the reality even now. The whole Jagat can be this mind-blowing, isn't it? This, the entire world of countless number of forms, names and functions can be reduced to what? Only one reality, Brahma, essentially. Which means this duality, divisions, differences, plurality, all these karakas, everything is mithya. What is satyam is this Brahma, which is only secondless, non-dual reality. It's satyam. Another quote from Mundaka Upanishad, Brahmai Vedagam Sarvam, Brahmayeva Idam Sarvam. Already explained, Idam Sarvam Brahmayeva means what? Idam, the third person singular pronoun, this showing, refers to this objective universe which is inclusive of one's body, mind, sense complex. This entirety of this objective universe is nothing but Brahman only. Means there is no second thing other than Brahma. Atma eva idam sarvam, atmai vedagum sarvam. ஸோ பிரம்மைவ இதம் சர்வம், இது ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் முண்டகோபனிஷத். ஆத்மா ஏவ இதம் சர்வம், சாந்தோக உபனிஷத் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட். இதம் சர்வம் ஆத்மா ஏவ, ஆல் தட் இஸ் ரீஸ் ஒன்லி ஆத்மா, திஸ் என்டையர் காஸ்மாஸ் இஸ் நத்திங் பட் ஆத்மா. மீன்ஸ் தி ஆத்மா இஸ் இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் என்டையர் யூனிவர்ஸ். இஃப் தேர்ஸ் நோ ஆத்மா, யூனிவர்ஸ் வில் லூஸ் இட்ஸ் ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் பீ எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட். தேர்ஃபோர் ஆத்மா அண்ட் ஜெகத், இதம் ஜெகத், திஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்டிவ் மெட்டீரியல் ஆப்ஜெக்டிவ் இனர்ட் ஆப்ஜெக்டிவ் மெட்டீரியல் யூனிவர்ஸ் இஸ் நத்திங் பட் சத்ய ஆத்மா. இன் தீஸ் டூ ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட்ஸ் ஜெகத் த மேட்டர் இஸ் ஈக்குவேட்டட் டு கான்சியஸ்னஸ். Consciousness is not matter, but the matter is consciousness. How can we say they are not two? They are not one. Atma is of the nature of consciousness. Atma or Brahman, the reality implied by the term Atma or Brahman is of the nature of consciousness. Whereas Idam refers to the universe. The objective universe is matter, which is of the nature of inertness. They are not one. If they are not one, how can we equate this inert, the material universe, to the consciousness, Atma, the consciousness? Kad badhayam samanadhikaranyam. Yes, this matter, material universe, has no independent existence of its own. Therefore, it is not countable as a parallel reality. Existence of Atma is the existence of the universe. The only all-pervasive reality is in the form of existence of this countless number of objects which constitute the universe. Therefore, what we can say, the entire universe is nothing but Atma. Because the universe shines means it shines only in the light of consciousness, the light of knowledge. Therefore, what? The whole universe is Atma only. And the Atma alone is Satyam. This world of plurality is Mithya. So Mithya Prapanchaha is nothing but essentially Satya Atma. So all these quotations, Shankarupada presents and saying, Ityadi Shruti Shatebhyaha, from hundreds of statements of Shruti such as these, it is understood. What is understood? Dvaitasya Mithyatvam. The world of duality, the world of plurality, multiplicity, is not at all real absolutely. It is not absolutely unreal also. It is not absolutely real also. It is as though, it's only Mithya. That Mithyatvam is understood from hundreds of statements of Shruti such as these, that he established here. Okay, Jagat is Mithya means what? Atma is Satyam. The reality implied by the term Atma, Brahman alone, is Satyam. And the Satya Atma being one, all-pervasive, secondless reality, is free from all the differences. Differences in terms of differences in terms of karakas, accessories involved in performing actions or rituals. Therefore, what? Atma is not the doer. Atma is not the doer. Therefore, to discover that Atma, so discovering that Atma itself is freedom, action is not required. Performance of rituals, performance of actions need not be combined, cannot be combined with jnanam for the attainment of mokshaha. That is the context. You should not forget. This much you have already seen. Okay. Then one more sentence. Nacha sampradanadi karaka bheda adarshane karma upapadyate. Now what he wants to say? Karma na upapadyate. Performance of action is not possible. Karma na upapadyate means there is no possibility of performance of action without the karakas, the accessories. Sampradana adi karaka bheda adarshane. Karakanam, karaka bhedaha means what? All these karakas, all these accessories, doer, subject of action, object of action, instrument of action, beneficiary of action, purpose of action, locus of action. These are all said to be shat karakani, the six accessories. And plus we have in performing rituals, we talk about 16 accessories. Shodasha also. All those accessories associated with the karma must be there for anyone to be able to perform actions, mundane activities, or even the rituals. So he says, Sampradanadi karaka bheda adarshane. Karaka bheda adarshane means what? When there is absence of these various karakas such as sampradanam, the beneficiary of action, etc. Karma na upapadyate. Performance of ritual, performance of action is not possible. Anyatva darshana apavadaha cha vidya vishaye sahasrashaha shruyate. What he wants to say here is, so performing a religious ritual, a sacred Vaidikam karma, or performing any secular worldly activity, laukikam karma, there are accessories required. Relevant accessories are required. So without these accessories, performance of any activity is not possible. And accessories imply what? Divisions, differences, plurality. And what about the Brahma Vidya? He says, Vidya Vishaye Anyatva Darshana Apavadaha Hasrashaha Shruyate. Vidya Vishaye means, with reference to the knowledge of absolute reality, the ultimate truth, thousands of negations. This negation of seeing another thing, negation of seeing a second thing, negation of seeing anything other than the Atma is heard how? In countless number of mantras. Sahasrashaha shruyate. In thousands it is heard. What is heard in thousands? Means there are many, many mantras which reveal the same fact. What is heard in thousands of mantras? Apavadaha. Negation is heard. Negation of what? anyatva darshanasya apavadaha. Negation of seeing anything other than Atma, seeing a second thing other than Atma, this negation of seeing anything other than Atma is heard in thousands with reference to Brahma Vidya, which means in the wake of knowledge of the absolute reality Brahma, definitely if a person has ascertained vision of the reality from the standpoint of the reality of a person sees, definitely he cannot see cognitively, he cannot see a second thing. He can appreciate the world of plurality in spite of experiencing the world of duality. In spite of experiencing the world of plurality, the person can see reality being non-dual, and he can see anything other than Brahman being mithya. So what is the context here? What does he want to say? He wants to say, therefore, there is contradiction between knowledge and action. Karma and jnanam cannot be combined. If there is atma jnanam, if there is an atma jnanam, it's a self-knowledge, then there is no real karta, there is no real karma, there is no real karakas. So they cannot be combined. Ataha vidya karmanoho virodha. Where there is knowledge, there all these differences in terms of karakas become negated as mithya. And where there is karma, there cannot be jnanam. If there is jnanam, there cannot be doership, there cannot be enjoyership, there cannot be desires, there cannot be differences in terms of karakas which are required for performing a ritual. If a person has to perform rituals, he must be ajnani, he must have doership, he must have enjoyership, he must have desires, he must have a purpose for performing the rituals, and there must be accessories, different accessories. Therefore, karma and jnanam cannot be combined. That's the idea. Ataha vidya karmanoho virodaha. Therefore, there is contradiction between knowledge and karma. So what? Ataha cha atascha, therefore samuchaya anupapattihi. Therefore, there is impossibility of combination of karma and jnana. Means, therefore, it is impossible to combine jnanam and karma. Tatra yaduktam samhatabhyam vidya karma bhyam mokshaha iti tad anupapannam. There, in that regard, that which was said, that mokshaha is attainable as a result of combining knowledge and karma, is not acceptable, is not possible. Mokshaha rises from the combination of karma and jnanam. It was said, and that is not possible. Anupapannam tat samhat vidya karmabhyam samhatabhyam moksha iti யதுக்தம் தது அனுபபன்னம். இட் இஸ் நாட் பாசிபிள். ஓகே, திஸ் ஹஸ் பீன், திஸ் இஸ் த ஸ்மால் போர்ஷன் ஆஃப் லெஃப்ட் ஐ திங்க். கிளியர்? ஹோப் யூ ஆர் ஏபிள் டு கெட் தி அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் வாட் ஐ எக்ஸ்பிளைன் டு தி கான்டெக்ஸ்ட். ஓகே, ஸோ நவ் லெட் அஸ் கோ ஹெட் வேர் வி லெஃப்ட். லெட் அஸ் ரிமெம்பர் பூர்வ பக்ஷிஸ் எஸ்டாப்லிஷ் ஆன் த கிளாஸ். பூர்வ பக்ஷி குட் நாட் அக்செப்ட் somehow his interest is in making the Siddhanti accept his view that combining karma and jnanam, jnana karma samuchchayaha should be somehow accepted, not to make his view to be accepted. He still continues his argument. And we saw yesterday, Veda Shastram, be with me, very important. Veda Shastram itself, one Veda Shastram having two different, one Pramana Grantaha having two different Shastrams, prescribes two different subject matters for two different types of Adhikaris. No doubt, but the entire Veda Shastram's ultimate aim of both Shastrams is to enable a person discover freedom through the discovery of the reality obtaining as one's own self. Shastra's aim is to enable a human mind discover the reality as one's own essential nature, thereby enabling a person discovering the freedom as one's own swarupa. So moksha praptihi is the ultimate aim of moksha prapanam. Helping the person discover moksha is the ultimate aim of the entire Veda Shastram. Both parts of the Veda Shastram. This we must remember. So karma puru, we saw yesterday, if we accept Advaitam is Satyam, non-duality is the reality, and in discovering the non-dual reality there is mokshaha, which means the Advaitam is non-dual, being one secondless non-dual is the nature of the reality, and which is unfolded in the Jnanakanda portion of the Veda Shastram. So Jnanakanda portion of the Veda Shastram reveals the reality in terms of its nature. Thereby, it helps us arrive at the absolute reality. It serves as a means of knowledge of, it serves as a means of attainment of knowledge of the reality. So jnana prapti sadhanam jnana kandaha. Jnana prapti sadhanam jnana kandaha. Jnana kanda is for the attainment of jnanam. Whereas the karma kanda, karma upasana kandas, which come under the title of karma shastram or purva bhaga, prescribes many, many countless number of rituals and meditations, upasanani. But there, when Shastram prescribes this meditations, Shastram prescribes these rituals for accomplishing various ends, to fulfill various desires, Shastram accepts the human limitations. Shastram accepts the human being's perception of duality as reality and prescribes. But Karmakandi says, if Veda Shastram, when Veda Shastram prescribes, if Veda Shastram prescribes rituals, if Veda Shastram prescribes rituals, and Veda Shastram accepts the doership, accepts the Karmakanda of the Veda Shastram, prescribing rituals, accepts duality, accepts plurality, accepts the doership, accepts the karakas, accepts the differences. Therefore, if two Shastrams accept two different, present two different teachings, it is Puru Karmakandi's view. Therefore, both must be accepted. If Shastram teaches, Shastram teaches Dvaitam, accepts the Dvaitam in the Karmakanda, the same Shastram teaches Advaitam in the Jnanakanda, then both must be accepted. Because the entire Shastram serves as a Pramana Grantaha. If the entire Shastram has to be accepted as a Pramana Grantaha, the teachings of the entire Veda Shastra must be accepted as it is, which means one must perform rituals, one must perform rituals, perform karma as prescribed in the Karmakanda. One must also pursue jnanam as prescribed in the Jnanakanda. So one must attain, one must combine karma and jnanam ultimately to attain moksha. So moksha is a product of the combination of jnanam and karma. That is his argument, which we saw yesterday. How he presented his view. And we said, Shankara Bhagavatpada explained. Really speaking, Veda Shastram Karma Kanda does not really teach duality. Karma Kanda does not serve as a means of attainment of knowledge of duality. Karmakanda accepts the perception of duality, experience of duality, accepts the limitations of human mind, accepts the problems a human being has as a result of the ignorance and the erroneous perceptions, and accepting the human being with all his limitations, the problems and ignorance, prescribes the rituals. It does not teach duality. But even though Karmakanda accepts the duality, accepts the divisions, differences, accepts the erroneous perceptions, prescribes karmas, still the aim of the intention of the Shruti, even the Karmakanda of the Shruti, is to help the human being accomplish moksha. That is what is Shankara Bhagavatpada said. Purushartha upadesha paratvat shruti nam. Shrutis have purushartha upadesha paratvam. சோ மோக்ஷாத் சரி சம்சாராத் புருஷா மோக்ஷயித்தவ்யா. அது வி ஸ்டாப் ஹியர் ஆன் யெஸ்டர்டே. சம்சாராத் புருஷா மோக்ஷயித்தவ்யா. ஹியூமன் பீங் மஸ்ட் பி ரிலீஸ்ட் ஃப்ரம் தி பாண்டேஜ். ஃபார் தட் பர்பஸ் சம்சார ஹேட்டோ அவித்யாயாக வித்யா நிவத்தி கர்த்தவ்யா. Therefore, resolution of ignorance must be done. Ignorance must be resolved by knowledge. Why? Ignorance is the cause of samsara. If a human being has to resolve his, has to be liberated from samsara, the cause of samsara, ignorance, must be resolved by jnanam, knowledge. So removal of ajnanam is possible only by jnanam, only through the jnanam. Therefore, the entire shastram has its aim of revealing, the imparting the knowledge only. So prescribing rituals by the karma kanda, even though karma kanda prescribes rituals, karma kanda does not expect the human being to stop with only performing rituals and enjoying the results of rituals. Karma kanda expects people to perform rituals and to enjoy the results of rituals and to understand the limitations of the results of rituals. Thereby, one must grow out of desire for those results by understanding the limitations. Shastram prescribes rituals with an intention of helping the human mind discover dispassion. This is the idea. Therefore, the ultimate aim of the entire Vedic Shastram is revealing the teaching. வித்யா பிரகாஷகத்வேன பிரவருத்தா. The Shastram serves as the means of the attainment of knowledge of the reality. Therefore, there is no contradiction. This is what he established yesterday, we saw, and today's class. Do you remember all this? We'll go to today's class. ஏவமபி கர்த்ராதி காரக சத்பாவ பிரதிபாதன பரம் சாஸ்திரம் விருத்யதே ஏவ இதி சேத். இவன் தோ சங்கர் பகவத் பாதா மேட் வெரி கிளியர், ஸ்டில் பூர்வபக்ஷிஸ் அப்ஜெக்ஷன் இஸ் ஹியர். வாட் இஸ் லேட்டஸ்ட் நவ் நியூ அப்ஜெக்ஷன் ஹியர்? ஏவமபி, yes, even though, evamapi, even though it is said that the entire Veda Shastram has the only aim of revealing the teaching, imparting the teaching for the attainment of jnanam, as a means of attainment of moksha, still kartradi karaka sadbhava pratipadana param shastram viruddhyate eva. What does he say? Jnana kanda of the Veda contradicts the karma kanda of the Veda. There is contradiction between the two shastras. If we do not accept, if accept karma, we do not combine karma with jnana. What he says, kartradi karaka sadbhava pratipadana param shastram virudhyate eva. Says virudhyate means what? It contradicts. Which, what is, what contradicts what? Shastram virudhyate. The shastram contradicts. Which shastram contradicts which shastram? He says, kartradi karaka sadbhava pratipadana param shastram. The shastram here is the portion of the Veda. He says, it is Purapakshi's view. The portion of the Veda, the Karma Kanda portion of the Veda Shastram, which has the priority of establishing or revealing the existence of accessories such as Karta, etc. is contradicted by what? Jnana Kanda. So Karma Kanda, what is it? He says, kartradi karaka sadbhava pratipadana param shastram. The Karma Kanda portion of the Veda Shastram has the priority. Priority of establishing or revealing the existence of all the karakas, all the accessories such as subject of action, etc. What about Jnana Kanda? Jnana Kanda negates all the karakas. When a person is given to the study of the Jnana Kanda, when he understands the teaching, there he understands what? The negation of all the karakas. Because Jnana Kanda reveals the nature of the reality. When a person understands the nature of reality, he can see all the karakas being resolved, negated as mithya. Whereas in Karma Kanda, he says, Karma Kanda, Shastram here means the Karma Kanda portion of the Veda has what now? Pratipadana Param, has the priority of, has the commitment of establishing, or the priority of establishing the existence of plurality, divisions, differences, duality in terms of various karakas such as subject of action, karta, etc. And this shastram is what now? Virudhyate. The shastram is contradicted by, is opposed to what now? Jnana Kanda portion of the Veda. Virudhyate eva. Why it is opposed to Jnana Kanda portion? Because Jnana Kanda portion, in the Jnana Kanda portion of the Veda, all these karakas, in fact the duality becomes negated, plurality is negated, the differences are negated, therefore karakas, the accessories are negated as mithya. Therefore, there is contradiction between the two shastrams. If whole shastram has to be accepted as the pramana, one pramanam, then both must be accepted by us. Dvaitam must be accepted, Advaitam also must be accepted. One must have Advaita Jnanam and still perform rituals for the attainment of Mokshaha. This is his argument. So that we do not miss any part, we accept the entire Vedashastram, all the teachings as they are. There is no contradiction then. This is his view, this is his idea. Is it clear? Now, Shankara Bhagavatpada is going to explain beautifully what does he say now? There is no contradiction between the two shastras. Two shastras of the two portions of the entire Veda Shastra. How there is no contradiction, he is going to explain here in his commentary. While explaining this, we are going to understand the definition of the pramanam. What exactly is a means of knowledge? What is the definition of a pramanam? Pramanam means what? How can you call a pramanam a pramanam? What's the definition of it? We are going to understand the definition of the pramanam here. When he explains how the entire Veda Shastram serves as a pramanam. Means of knowledge. Means of attainment of knowledge. Thereby it serves as a means of attainment of moksha. No. He says, now what does it mean? No, there is no virodha. Virodha, na means what? Na, virodha nasti. Karma jnana kandayoho madhye virodha nasti. There is no contradiction between the karma shastram and moksha shastram. Karma kanda and jnana kanda are the pura bhaga and the uttara bhaga. There is no contradiction. And for which he gives many reasons. Yatha praptameva karaka karaka astitvam. Yatha praptameva karaka astitvam upadaya upatta durittakshayartham karmani vidadhachastram mumukshunam phalarthinancha phalasadhanam na karaka astitve vyapriyate. First of all, he corrects Purupakshi's misunderstanding. What is the misunderstanding? What is the understanding of Purupakshi? Purupakshi thinks karmakanda is the pramanam for knowing the dvaitam. Karmakanda is the pramanam for knowing the dvaitam. Karmakanda serves as a means of attainment of the knowledge of duality. So he considers as a pramanam. Of course, the pramanam, but it does not, karmakanda does not reveal the duality, does not teach duality. A pramanam can be considered as a pramanam only if it teaches what is not known through, known by any other pramanam. Duality is already known to us. Isn't it true? Let us don't rush. Let us go slowly. But understand very clearly here. A pramanam, a means of knowledge, can be considered as a means of knowledge, pramanam. I will make you understand every word that is here in this bhashyam. Don't worry. But I have to make it very clear before I enter here. A pramanam can be considered as a pramanam. Only what is revealed by the pramanam cannot be known through any other pramanam. We can say our seeing power, chakshur indriyam, serves as a means of attainment of knowledge of the light. For knowing the light, chakshur indriyam, the seeing power, is the means of knowledge. We call it pramanam. Why? Light cannot be known through any other pramanam. Only through eyes. If I say hearing, shrotra indriyam is the pramanam for knowing the sound, means sound cannot be known through any other pramanam except the hearing power. So pramanam, if you say hearing power is a pramanam, means it serves as a means of knowledge of the object called sound, only sound. The sound cannot be known through any other pramanam. Therefore, we say the hearing power is a pramanam. Light cannot be known through any other pramanam, only through eyes. That's why we say seeing power is the pramanam. Similarly here, what is revealed by the karmakanda of the Veda Shastram or Jnanakanda of the Veda Shastram cannot be revealed by any other pramanam. Karmakanda is a pramanam, means of knowledge of what? Heaven. So, Shastram talks about heaven. There is heaven, there are higher lokas, and one can travel through Shuklagatihi, one can reach higher lokas, one can enjoy heavenly pleasures. All this Shastram talks about, which cannot be known through any other pramanam. Therefore, Shastram is definitely, Karmakanda is also a pramanam for knowing the extraordinary things like heaven, heavenly pleasures, and the means of attainment of heaven, and even the know-how of rituals and which ritual must be performed to earn adequate punyam to be able to go to heaven, etc. All this we cannot know from any other textbook. But of course, Karmakanda also serves as a pramanam, no doubt. For knowing what cannot be known through any other pramanam. At the same time, when Shastram prescribes rituals, Shastram does not teach us dvaitam. We need not know dvaitam. Why? Dvaitam, duality, is already known to us through other pramanams. I hear, I see, I taste, I smell, I am the knower, the world is known to me, that I am different from the world is different from me, and every individual is different from every other individual. So this jiva jiva bheda, jiva jagat bheda, jagat ishvara bheda, ishvara jagat bheda, all these differences, the divisions, the duality is already known to us. We were perceiving the world, we're experiencing the world, we already have the knowledge of duality through other pramanams. We already have the experience of duality. We need not study Veda Shastram to know there is duality, there is plurality, there are differences. to know this, we not study Vedashastram. If Vedashastram teaches, doesn't teach it, teaches already what is already known, it is then it cannot, we cannot call Veda Pramanam. Veda cannot be considered as a Pramanam if Veda teaches or reveals what is already knowable or known through any other Pramanam. So Karmakanda of the Veda is considered as a Pramanam because it teaches certain things which cannot be known through any other Pramanam. All about the knowledge of rituals and of their benefits, the travels, higher worlds, etc. We cannot know from any other Pramanam. Therefore, Veda, of course, Karmakanda serves as a Pramanam. But Dvaitam, duality is not taught by Karmakanda. When Vedashastram prescribes rituals, the Karmakanda prescribes rituals, accepting the human mind, human being with his ignorance, accepting the erroneous perception of a human being, accepting human beings' wrong notions, Shastram prescribes rituals. So acceptance of duality, acceptance of human limitations should not be mistaken for prescription, okay, mistaken as that Shastram teaches duality. Therefore, he says, what Shankaracharya says in this context, Karaka Astitvam Upadaya. Karaka Astitvam Upadaya. Having accepted the accepted the divisions and differences which are already known for a human being through other pramanams, thereby having accepted the differences in karakas, having accepted the various karakas also, karmani vidadatti shastram. Shastram prescribed rituals. Upadaya means having accepted the human limitations as they are. And what is the purpose? Upatta duritakshayartham. See, all of us, all human beings must have accumulated lot of papam karmas also, unknowingly or knowingly, in previous janmas. We are still here. Upatta duritani. We have accumulated lot of papams. We all must have accumulated lot of papams, unknowingly or knowingly. We don't have only punyam in our account, we do have papam also. And even punyam also is considered to be papam, because as long as we have punyam, we will continue to be in samsara. But anyway, here, mainly papani, the unknowingly, inevitably performed results of wrong actions performed unknowingly or knowingly. We all have accumulated. And all those papams cannot be totally erased cannot be erased. But they must be neutralized to some extent. Because these papa karmani remain as obstructions, pratibandhas, blocking. They become, you know, they block our progress in attaining jnanam and moksha. So they become pratibandhas. Our own papa karmas remain as pratibandhas, obstructions in our growth, in our attaining jnanam, a lot of obstacles. So the pratibandhas must be removed. These duritas, which are there as obstructions in our attainment of jnanam, in our progress, in our mental preparation for the attainment of jnanam. Whatever obstacles are there, obstructions are there, they must be removed. If they must be removed means the papams which cause the obstructions, which are there as obstructions, should be neutralized. Therefore, the Shastram prescribes rituals specifically for us for neutralizing the unknowingly, knowingly accumulated papa karmas, so that once the papa karmas become neutralized to some extent, then the blocking obstructions in our attainment of jnanam will be removed. So having that intention, Shastram prescribes rituals. Shastram karmani vidadhat. Vidadhat Shastram. Karmani vidadhat Shastram. The Shastram which prescribes karmas for the removal, the neutralization of accumulated papams. Accepting our limitations, accepting our erroneous perceptions, erroneous notions, accepting the duality. Acceptance of duality should not be mistaken for being taught by, mistaken that duality is taught by the Shastram. No. Shastram does not teach duality. Differences, which is already known to us. So, karaka astitvam upadaya upata duritakshayartam karmani vidadat Shastram mumukshunam phalarthinamcha phalasadhanam na karaka astitve vyapriyate. So Shastram na vyapriyate. Shastram does not really make any effort in establishing the existence of duality. In establishing existence of the duality in the form of the different karakas. Karaka astitve Shastram na vyapriyate. So Shastra's effort is not at all in establishing the duality involving the karakas, the accessories. But Shastram, even though Shastram does prescribe rituals, palarthinam cha palasadhanam. Shastram prescribes rituals as means of attainment of various fruits, various benefits for the people who are aspiring for those results. Palarthinam palasadhanam. Shastram prescribes rituals as means of the attainment of various results. for the sake of those who are aspiring for those results. Same Shastram prescribes rituals also for the removal of the neutralizing the papams accumulated, which are as obstructing blocks, the attainment of jnanam for the mukshus, mukshunam. There are people who are not palarthinaha, who are not interested in various time-bound results. There are people who are interested in moksha, whose ultimate moksha or mumukshavaha, people who are committed to the pursuit of moksha, are mukshavaha, aspiring for moksha. But still, it is not enough if simply people are aspiring for moksha. Aspiring for moksha, they become committed to the pursuit of jnanam also. But still, they are not prepared for the attainment of jnanam. So in order to help the mumukshus to become qualified for the attainment of jnanam, in order to remove or neutralize the obstructions in the attainment of jnanam, to neutralize the accumulated papams, for the sake of mukshus, Shastram prescribes rituals. The same Shastram prescribes rituals for non-mukshus who are committed to, who are interested only in arthakama dharmas, for aspiring for various results. For their sake, as means of attainment of various results people desire, Shastram prescribes those rituals. The two purposes, palarthinaha muksha, mukshavaha. It serves, so Karmakanda prescribes rituals catering to the needs of all people, palarthinaha and mukshavaha. How does it help mukshavaha? By prescribing rituals, it helps mukshus to neutralize their papa karmas, so that the papa karmas which are there as obstructions in the attainment of jnanam, in studying the shastram, understand the teaching, that it helps mukshus by neutralizing their papas. Whereas the same Shastram helps simple people accomplish their desired results by performing rituals. Therefore, palarthinam palasadhanam mukshunam upata duritta kshayartam karakastitvam upadaya karmanvidat Shastram Karaka astitve na vyapriyate. But the Shastram definitely does not make any effort at all for establishing the existence of duality in terms of karakas. This is the first teaching for the first answer. Why there is no contradiction at all? Then he says, upachita durita pratibandhasyahi vidya utpattihi navakalpna avakalpate. Upachita durita pratibandhasya. Upachita durita pratibandhasya hi vidya utpatti na avakalpate. See, vidya utpatti na avakalpate. The rise of knowledge does not happen. Vidya utpatti na avakalpate. The rise of knowledge does not happen for a person who has obstacles, obstructions, because of his accumulated papam. Upachita durita pratibandaha means the person who has accumulated papams in the form of obstructions. Such a person, the rise of knowledge does not happen. Even though he is given to the discipline of Shravanam, Mananam, still Vidya Utpatti itself doesn't happen. It is not possible also. What prevents him? He makes efforts. Pratibandha, that is obstacles, obstructions. What causes the obstruction? What caused the obstruction is the accumulated papams. Therefore, upachita durita pratibandhasya, for a person who has accumulated papams as obstructions, for him, rise of knowledge does not happen. Tatkshaye cha, and when such obstructing papams, accumulated papams, become neutralized, resolved, Vidya Utpatti Syat, the rise of knowledge is possible. Vidya Utpatti Syat Takshaye. Takshaye means what now? Upachita Durita Pratibandhasya Kshaye. When the obstruction caused by the accumulated papams becomes removed, as a result of punyam, a person has earned by performing rituals, then Vidya Utpatti Syat, then it is possible for the knowledge to rise. Rising of knowledge is possible only when there is a kshaya, when there is removal of, the resolution of all the papam obstructions. In the caused by accumulated papams. So the performing the rituals prescribed in the karma kanda enables a person earn punyam, and the earning the punyam by performing the rituals helps a person remove the obstacles, get rid of the obstacles, pratibandha, obstructions. In the rise of knowledge. Tat kshaye cha vidya utpatti syat. Tataha cha avidya nivrittihi. Once there is a possibility of knowledge, when the knowledge rises, then what happens? Avidya nivrittihi. There happens the removal of ignorance. When the removal of ignorance happens, tataha atyantikaha samsara uparamaha. Tataha atyantikaha samsara uparamaha. Thereby what? The resolution of, the total resolution of the samsara. Atyantikaha samsaroparamaha means a total resolution of the samsara. It means absolute freedom from the bondage of samsara happens. Atyantikaha means what? Permanent, isn't it? Not temporary freedom. The permanent freedom from the bondage of samsara happens as a result of resolving the ignorance, the cause of samsara. So resolution of ignorance is possible when knowledge rises, when there's rising of knowledge. Knowledge rises only when the pratibandhas become resolved. Pratibandhas caused by the papa karma, accumulated papa karmas, is possible only when a person earns special punyam. To earn special punyam, a person has to perform the rituals prescribed in the Karmakanda. Okay, if some people might be thinking, oh, I cannot perform the rituals prescribed in the Karmakanda, what should I do? In fact, we not do special rituals. Nitya Puja, everyday worship, everyday prayer, how we eat 3 times a day, at least every day we eat, every day we bathe, every day we do things, every day we must be prayerful, we must be worshipful, and we must live a life of dharma. This is the teaching for all of us. We are not doing anything special. Living one's life consciously in conformity with dharma, be worshipfully and prayerfully is the only a substitute for performing the rituals prescribed in the Karmakanda. It's not, I'm not saying this. Pujya Swamiji used to say this. We cannot perform, all of us simple people, we do not study Karmakanda, we do not know the rituals, we do not have the resources, we do not have knowledge of how to perform rituals, what should we perform, etc. We do not know. So, how can we neutralize our papa karmas? How can we get rid of the pratibandhas, the obstructions? All the obstructions in our progress, our attainment of jnanam can be removed, resolved, only by neutralizing the papams we have earned, accumulated. To neutralize the papams we have accumulated, we have to earn new punyam, for which you have to live consciously a life of dharma, prayerfully, worshipfully. This is teaching for us. So whatever duties we have to do, that's why living a life of karma yoga. Living a life of karma yoga, why Shastram emphasizes this karma yoga as a discipline? Performing karma as a discipline. So karma yoga is for neutralizing the papams, to get rid of the obstructions, pratibandhas. That is for us. That is the teaching for all of us. But here, Shankara Bhagavatpada makes it very clear. Shastram prescribes rituals with this intention. What is the ultimate intention? What is the intention of the Shastram? Purushaha, Manushaha, Mokshayitavyaha. Already understood. A human being must be helped to attain liberation, or to attain moksha. And for which ignorance must be resolved. To resolve ignorance, he must have jnanam. For the knowledge to rise and to assimilate the teaching, his mind must be prepared. He must not have any pratibandhas. As long as blocking these pratibandhas are there, obstructions are there, knowledge cannot rise. So in order to get rid of the pratibandhas, one must neutralize the papams one has accumulated, for which one must earn punyam by performing the rituals prescribed in the Karmakanda. So, upachita durita pratibandhasya hi vidya utpattihi na avakalpate takshayecha vidya utpattihi. Knowledge, rise of knowledge does not happen for a person who has obstructions caused by accumulated papams. Therefore, when those obstructions, when those obstructions are removed, then rise of knowledge is possible. Then resolution of ignorance is also possible. Vidya utpattihi syat. Tataha cha avidya nivruttihi. Once the ignorance becomes resolved, avidya nivruttihi happens, then what happens? Atyantikaha uparamaha. There is absolute, total resolution of samsara. Atyantikaha samsara uparamaha. Which means then there is freedom from the bondage, permanent freedom from the bondage of samsara. Possible. Apicha. So this is the first reason. Why Karmakanda prescribes rituals? Why does Karmakanda prescribe rituals? Why does the Vidyashastram accept the duality, accept the limitations and prescribes rituals? Shankara Bhagavatpada explains here. First reason he has given already. So the simple people who have no clue of what moksha is, who do not have the punyam of even having purushartha nischaya, are simply aspiring for time-bound material ends, they are said to be phalarthinaha. People are aspiring for various results, time-bound results. And for such people, Shastram prescribes various rituals to fulfill their desires. Phalarthinam phalasadhanam. Same Shastram prescribes rituals also for mumukshus. Mumukshus the only jnanam. But the knowledge has to rise. Mumukshus need jnanam. Because jnanam can resolve it. Only in the wake of jnanam, ignorance can be resolved. The ignorance has to be resolved . Jnanam has to rise means pratibandhas should be removed. To remove the pratibandhas, papams must be neutralized. To neutralize the papams, one must earn abundance of punyam. To earn punyam, one must perform these rituals. Therefore, in keeping with the need of the human beings, for their good, for their well-being, for their welfare, Karmakanda prescribes rituals. Reason number one he gave. Next he says, apicha anatmadarshinaha hi anatmavishayaha kamaha. Anatmadarshinaha hi anatmavishayaha kamaha. Kamayamanascha karoti karmani. Tataha tatphala upabhogaya shariradi upadana lakshanaha samsaraha. Very beautiful here. Anatma darshinaha anatma vishayaha kamaha. Anatmadarshi means what? The person who does not have the knowledge of the Atma can see only what? Anatma. Anatmadarshi means the ignorant person who does not know the Atma, of course, sees only anything and everything other than the Atma. The person who is ignorant of the Atma can see anything and everything other than the Atma. Such a person is said to be anatmadarshi. The person who sees only world of objects other than the self. Such a person, anatma vishayaha kamaha. For such a person, the desire is only for the objects other than the self. The person who knows, who sees only world of objects other than the self, desire also must be only for the worldly objects other than the self. Anatma darshinaha hi anatma vishyaha kamaha. Why does this person have desire for the objects other than the self? Because he sees only object other than the self. Kamayamanascha karoti karmani. Such a person having the such desires for those objects, kamayamanaha, desiring those objects other than the self, karmani karoti, he performs rituals, performs actions to fulfill his desires, to accomplish those desired objects. Tataha tatphala upabhogaya. Tatphala upabhogaya. Shariradi upadana lakshanaha samsaraha. Then, why there is samsara? Tataha tatphala upabhogaya. For the enjoyment of the results of those desired results, for enjoyment of the objects of desires, tat phala upabhogaya, for the purpose of the enjoyment of those objects of desire, assumption of the body, etc. Then a person has to be born again, assuming the body. This is how samsara is. Shariradi upadan lakshanaha samsaraha. Why a person is caught up in the samsara? What is samsara? Being born again and again and again, assuming the body, again becoming subject to death, again being born, again having to go through the experience of pairs of opposites, is what? Being caught up in this beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths, the life of transmigration. Is in the form of what? Being born again, assuming the body. Why should he be born again, assuming the body? For the purpose of the enjoyment of the objects of those desires. Because he has also earned punyam for that. Because he has performed rituals. These rituals are actions. So desiring those objects, he performs actions or he performs rituals. He earns punyam, and to exhaust the punyam, to enjoy those objects, he is born again, assuming the body. This is how samsara is. How ajnanam binds a person, that is said in these two lines. Anatma darshinaha anatma vishayaha kamaha. Desire for anything and everything other than the atma is what? Anatma vishayaha kamaha. We can say desire for artha kama dharmas is for what? Anatma vishayaha kamaha. Such a desire is possible for a person who sees these objects. Who sees these objects as real is the one who does not know the Atma. So Anatma Darshi alone, Anatma Darshi means the person who is ignorant of the self alone, can see this world of objects One who sees his world of objects and accepts it to be real, he aspires, he has desire for those objects. And having desires for those objects, he performs ritual, performs actions, and earns punyam. And to exhaust that punyam in the form of the enjoyment of the desired objects, he is born again, assuming the body. This is how the person continues to be in this beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths, otherwise said to be samsaraha. So I'm going to stop here now. Don't worry. It's a very, with a very, very important topic I have to discuss. Unfortunately, I couldn't do it today. The definition of pramanam. Pujya Swamiji is the only teacher who explains so beautifully this one, which we will see in the next class. Okay, today I cannot go for the next topic, so I wanted to do this. After explaining these things, I'll come back to, finally I'll summarize why, what exactly he says here. Okay. Ajnanam samsara karanam. How? That is explained in these two lines. Is it clear? Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.